Turkey's government is angry with Washington after a unanimous vote in the U.S. Senate last week recognizing the 1915 Armenian genocide. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan now says the Turkish parliament may adopt its own measure and recognize the killing of Native Americans by European settlers as genocide.
He's just merely appropriating the suffering of all of our ancestors merely to further genocide denial in Turkey.
That's Native American attorney Brett Chapman. He's not impressed with the Turkish leader's action.
He's just mentioning us, citing us in an insincere way so he can lash back out at the United States government.
The Turkish president has also threatened to close an air base that houses U.S. nuclear warheads. I asked Gulnur Tol, the director of the Middle East Institute Center for Turkish Studies, whether Erdogan's threat was bluster.
Obviously, anything is possible. He is the guy who calls the shots in the country. He is furious. He has been upset about congressional measures, and he's been upset about threat of sanctions. And the relationship between Turkey and the United States has been going through one of its worst periods in the history of the relationship. So he is clearly frustrated. And he can shut down both the Incirlik Air Base, which is hosting U.S. nuclear warheads, and he could also shut down the Kürecik radar base. But I think if he does that, that would be a strategic mistake, because that would be the nuclear option, because Turkey does not have much leverage over the United States. And those air bases are about the only leverage that Turkey holds.
Well, Erdogan and Turkey's relations with Russia are increasingly cozy. And in October, Erdogan sat down with Vladimir Putin, the Russian president, for 5 hours of talks. I gather for the most part they discussed the conflict in northern Syria, but 5 straight hours suggests they didn't want to break up the conversation. What is that relationship like, the relationship between Erdogan and Putin?
Well, Erdogan and Putin are certainly cultivated closer defense ties, but I think that relationship is still very fragile. Because if you look at all the areas surrounding these countries, the Balkans, the Caucasus, the Middle East, even in North Africa and Eastern Mediterranean, which is a very important region for Turkey and Turkish national interests, you see major policy divergences. These two countries do not see eye to eye on any of these regions, and particularly concerning to Turkey is the Black Sea region. Since 2014, after the annexation of Crimea, Russia has changed the balance of power in its own favor. So Turkey is very concerned about that. So I think this relationship is still very fragile, and that's why I believe that a step like closing down the air bases in Turkey would be the last resort, given how Turkey feels threatened vis-a-vis Russia in places like the Black Sea and in Syria.
Gulnur, despite the measure on Armenian genocide in Congress, President Trump considers Erdogan a friend and an ally. Does that relationship have a future?
Obviously, we have to see in 2020. If he gets elected, certainly President Trump is about the only friend that President Erdogan has in Washington. And so far, it has paid off. President Erdogan put all his eggs in Trump's basket, and President Trump did everything he can to put brakes on congressional efforts to slap more sanctions to punish Turkey. But the problem there is, the more President Trump is seen like he's giving Turkey a free pass, the more pressure we see coming from the Congress on President Trump to do more to punish Turkey. So the issue of Turkey has now become a matter of domestic politics. Mm. And I think that's why it's become a dangerous relationship, the relationship between President Trump and President Erdogan, because the more close they get, the angrier the Congress becomes. And that's not good news for the future of U.S.-Turkey relations, especially when we consider the upcoming elections in 2020 if President Trump doesn't get elected, but also President Erdogan is also losing ground.
Gulnur, help us understand why Turkey is so adamant about denying the Armenian genocide. I mean, the modern Turkish state did not exist then. And you look at Germany, Germany's owned its role in the Holocaust. How do you explain it?
It goes to the heart of Turkey's nation building process. If Turkey recognizes the Armenian genocide, Turkey is afraid of demands by Armenians, territorial demands particularly. Nationalism is on the rise in Turkey, and President Erdogan has built his entire political survival strategy on nationalism. And because of that nationalism, it's really difficult to recognize Armenian genocide.
Gonul Tol directs the Middle East Institute Center for Turkish Studies. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.